Sanctioned anti-Semitic UN rapporteur resurfaces in Latin America demanding destruction of Israeli economy. By Francis Martel on July 16, 2025. United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territories Francesca Albanese made a public appearance on Tuesday in Bogotá, Colombia, following the State Department announcing sanctions on her for years of pro-Hamas anti-Semitic rhetoric, delivering a speech calling for the destruction of Israel's economy. Albanese holds a unique role at the UN in which she is tasked with documenting potential human rights abuses in Gaza and the West Bank, under the authority of the UN Human Rights Council, which has struggled for years to overcome the influence of the nefarious dictatorships that make up its membership. As of October, the Council includes such repressive and actively genocidal states as Ethiopia, China, Cuba, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC. The special rapporteur has distinguished herself in her role through outlandish vitriolic statements against Israel and overt support for jihadist terrorist organizations such as Hamas. Albanese refused to explicitly condemn the Hamas atrocities of October 7, 2023, and instead insisted that context was necessary and Israel did not have a right to self-defense in response. Albanese also denied that the October 7 attack was anti-Semitic. Prior to the October 7 attacks, which she has since used to justify more condemnations of Israel, Albanese declared that the United States was subjugated by the Jewish lobby and attended a Hamas conference, encouraging the jihadists to resist. Albanese continued her strident condemnation of Israel in her remarks on Tuesday at a conference in Bogota organized by the Hague Group, a coalition of anti-Israel countries led by the socialist governments of South Africa and Colombia. In her speech, Albanese demanded that every country in the world suspend all ties with the State of Israel. Each state must immediately review and suspend all ties with the State of Israel, and ensure its private sector does the same, Albanese proclaimed. The Israeli economy is structured to sustain the occupation that has now turned genocidal. Cutting ties only with the components that are in the occupied territories would only treat the symptoms, she suggested. South Africa's radical leftist government has attempted to bring charges against Israel before the International Court of Justice, ICJ, for its self-defense operations against Hamas in the aftermath of October 7 with mixed results. The campaign has led to several embarrassing episodes for South Africa, including the court reprimanding it for procedural errors and the country's attorney misquoting both the Bible and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu while making its case. The Hague Group is named after the city in which the ICJ is headquartered. The government of Colombia, meanwhile, is led by a former member of the communist guerrilla terrorist group M19, President Gustavo Petro. Petro, as the nation's first ever leftist president, severed long-standing friendly relations between Colombia and Israel in 2024, using the communist holiday of May Day to announce he would cut diplomatic ties with Israel. Petro has repeatedly compared the Israeli government to that of Nazi Germany and referred to the United States as a Nazi entity. Albanese's invitation to Colombia was notable as it followed an announcement this month from the State Department that it would take the unprecedented measure of sanctioning her, the first UN official of her stature to be designated under American sanctions. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said in a statement the move was necessary due to Albanese's illegitimate and shameful efforts to prompt International Criminal Court action against US and Israeli officials, companies, and executives. Albanese's campaign of political and economic warfare against the United States and Israel will no longer be tolerated, Rubio wrote. We will always stand by our partners in their right to self-defense. The United States will continue to take whatever actions we deem necessary to respond to lawfare and protect our sovereignty and that of our allies. The International Criminal Court, ICC, is a separate entity from the ICJ that only processes cases against individuals, not states, accused of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. The ICJ only processes cases in which the parties involved are state entities. The ICC issued an arrest warrant for Netanyahu in November 2024 in response to Israel's self-defense actions against Hamas in Gaza. Speaking on Tuesday, Albanese called the sanctions on her very serious and insisted that she took it very seriously. The rapporteur condemned Rubio as biased and malicious and claimed the sanctions were a violation of international law. It's clear violation of the UN Convention on Privileges and Immunities that protect UN officials, including independent experts, from words and actions taken in the exercise of their functions, Albanese claimed. In addition to her repeated statements in support of Hamas, her appearance at a Hamas conference, and her accusations of genocide against Israel, Albanese came under investigation last year for making strange international trips to advocate for Hamas. The United Nations Office of Internal Oversight Services, OIOS, confirmed to UN Watch, an international watchdog organization, that it had begun taking appropriate action in response to evidence UN Watch uncovered that Albanese may have taken undue payment for appearances to condemn Israel in Australia. Of particular note was a statement by one of the groups organizing her appearances, the Australian Friends of Palestine Association, AFAPA, that they had sponsored her visit in December 2023. Follow Frances Martel on Facebook and Twitter.